Today's daf is daf Yud Dalid. We're holding in the middle of the Amud at the two dots, the beginning of the line, Toni Chodah. The Gemara is going to bring now three brises. On the surface, these three brises argue with one another. But the Gemara is going to give a very simple teretz, Sebalzan Shulam Al Yisrael, that all three brises are saying exactly the same thing. Remember, we had in our Mishnah that there are three groups of Tanaisim. First three, and then another three, and then another seven. And as you go from one group to the next group, it becomes more chomor and more chomor. And that, of course, applies to anybody. That, of course, applies to anybody that's able to fast. What about ubrois umeinikois, where, by definition, it's difficult for them to fast? So we have three brises. Again, on the surface, the three brises seem to be inconsistent, but we're going to give an easy teretz that they're all saying the same thing. Tani chada. Ubrois umeinikois misanois birishoinois, vein misanois bachroinois. They do fast the first fast, but not the last fast. The time yidach just the opposite. Misanis bachroinois, vein misanis birishoinois. On the last fast and not the first fast. The time yidach ein misanis loy birishoinois, but loy bachroinois. Not the first ones, not the last ones. So make up your mind. Everyone with Ravashi, the koit emtiyasa biyodach, the mitharzin kulu. The secret formula is that they do fast the middle fast. Not the first ones and not the final ones. The reason why they don't do the first ones, says Rashi, is because the roigiz of a Kaddish Baruch Hu loy takif. It's not that intense. After all, it's only the first fast. Kaddish Baruch Hu Yechem is going to give the rain. It hasn't started raining yet. Aba balt at reginin. So the first three is still, Kaddish Baruch Hu hasn't gotten kaviyochel heated up yet. His fury is not so terrible. And therefore the ubris amenikos can take a break. By the time we get to the final ones, the final seven, those are tough. That's heavy duty. Seven taneisim for ubreis and manikais. It's too few. So what do we say? They should go and fast the middle ones, the middle three. So now getting back to the brice again. And each time the brice uses the term rishoina and achroina, it's using it in a relative sense. Tani chode, ubreis and manikais mitzanis brishoinis. Brishoinis means the middle fast. The ein misanis b'achroinis, but not the third group. Third group being the achroinis. Tan idach, the second brisa says, misanis b'achroinis, again, that they do are misana, the middle ones, which are now called the next ones, the achroin. They're not really the achroin, but this is the next one relative to the first ones. They misanis b'achroinis, but they're not misana, the first group. So group two, but not group one, and not group three. The tiny Erech, the third bride, says the same thing. Ein misanas loy bereshoin is not group one. Loy bachroin is not group three, but they are misana group two. And with this, all three brises fall into line very nicely. Let's look quickly at the Rashi right next to the Gemara. Mekoyt emtiyosim yadach zot Rashi. Kavoyman, teretz, give a teretz on all three brises. The bisholish emtsoyus hoyim misanin. That they would go and fast the three middle ones. And with this, betatzel the kulu hanach masnaisa. And with this, we give an answer to all three brises. Hadi tani biroshayin vloy berach roinois. Hanach rishonis lav rishonis mamishninu. That's not the first group of three. Elam tzoyis, those are the middle group. Group number two. The inu have rishonis lachroinis. Relative to group three, these are the rishonis, these are group two. It's earlier, it's number one. Ah, b'sheva achroinis loy misan avad, and not the final ones. The kimin the sheva ninu, since you're seven, they matza ubris amenikas lamekim behu. That would be a real big ol for ubris amenikas. V'haditani achroinis v'loy b'rishoinis, that they do fast the achroinis, hanach achroinis emtsoyis ninu. Those are the middle ones, and those they should fast. But rishoinis are rishoinis mamish, those they do not need to fast. Why not? V'ein misan behen loy takif rug zekulihai. Kodesh Baruch Hu's fury has not gotten full yet. It's still at an even keel, so to speak. So therefore, they don't have to fast yet. It's only Chas HaShalom. It continues on. Isn't that strange that the Brises should use the term Rishoinis and Achroinis when we're talking about the Emtsoyis? V'tzachas Loshenu L'tana L'mikri L'metsoyis Rishoinis L'Achroinis V'Achroinis L'Rishoinis. It's a tzachas Loshen. In other words, a psashtikul poetry. It's not the normal, regular Loshen. Normally, if we say Rishoinis, we mean the first. Achroinis means the final ones. But here, Atzachas Loshen Zukta, he quotes the middle one sometimes, the first sometimes.
It's like
the
middle then, really.
Oh, that's right. Good.
Could you say that the Gemara is telling you right now that moderation should be acceptable?
The middle path is always the best path, as we say in Rambam, and everybody agrees with that. And we continue on. It's right to state in the Mishnah, Ma'elu yisedus al rishonit el shebe'elu masriyin v'nialnes achanoyis. As we learned already in the Mishnah and in the Gemara yesterday, as the three groups kept on proceeding, the second was more chomer than the first, and the third is more chomer than the second. So the Mishnah says, in which respect is the third more chomer than the second? Shebe'eyu masriyin v'neyalnes achanoyis. Neyalnes achanoyis is easy, you close the store. So it's for shteich. But what means the word masriyin? So if you more b'may masriyin, what does masriyin mean? Have you ramar b'shoifres? From loshen trua, b'dav blazen. In other words, when it comes to the final seven Tanesim, they used to go and blow the shofar. How many times did we blow the shofar? The Gemara is going to tell us in another two or three moments that, as we said in the Gemara yesterday, and as we'll learn in the Yitzchim in the Mishnah tomorrow, in the Sheva Achroines, they added in the Shamanasre six additional brachos. In addition to the regular Shemoina Esrei, the 18, they added six more and made it 24. Aha. Each time they were moisif another bracha, they would go and blow a tarat, a tekiya, teruah, tekiya. So therefore, 3 times 6 is an additional 18 tekiyas altogether. 18
kailas. You mean through the 30, al-Safik?
Our Gemara only goes into 18. So Ken Zayin, the whole thing is the Rabbanan, Mistamat Nishkmachta, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. In other words, the din of the Rosh Hashanah Zach, the Araisa, is the Araisa. This is the Rabbanan, Mistamat Nishkmachta, said it's enough, you don't have to go 100 kailas. But anyway, the Maisa Shteitach though in the Gemara is B'Shoifres. Is a gun to clear in the Mepharshim when it says the word Shoifres, whether we really mean Shoifar or they really mean Chatzoitzreis? Because in fact, Rashi brings a Raya that you're supposed to blow Shoifar from a Pasuk that we learned not long ago in Parsha Shlach, Aloyscha Shlach, Uskatim Chatzoitzreis. Shteitach Chatzoitzreis, Shteitach Nishka Shoifres. The Gemara the Maisa uses the term Shoifar, but it's a Shaila among the Mepharshim whether we really mean Shoifar. If you remember, the Gemara Masechtas Shabbos said that over time there were three terms that got changed in Talmudic literature as well as among the Kohol. One of them was Chatzoitzes Shefara Shefara Chatzoitzes. Gemara gave also Beiskasi and Hemsis, Hemsis Beiskasi, also Legabe Aruvois, that they called Aruvois Tzavtzifa Aruva, Aruva Tzavtzifa. Gemara has a few examples of things that changed in meaning over time. God is a shalom. Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bashir Shmeida Rav Omar Ba'aneinu. The word Masriyim in our Mishnah means that the third time they said Aneinu. Now we don't mean the Aneinu that we think of that we add and insert in our Shemoneh Esrei on a Yom Tanis, because that they did already the first three Tanaisim and certainly the second three Tanaisim and about the seventh. That doesn't mean Ma'eli Yisedus Al Rishonis. So therefore Rashi immediately jumps in. Chulive, don't think we're talking about the Aneinu that we add in Shema Tfilah, but it's the Aneinu that we say at the end of Slichas. What Aneinu do we say at the end of Slichas? Look at the Rashi, please. 4 or 5 lines before the wide lines, all the way in the bottom, 4 or 5 lines before the wide lines. Have you the Amma Masriyin Aneinu B'Koyl Ram? Hoyitziakin, Aneinu Avinu Aneinu, Aneinu Lekei Avram Aneinu, Aneinu Lekei Yitzchak Aneinu, and Aneinu Lekei Yaakov Aneinu. Does that sound familiar? Ha'kol Kvisha. I remember saying Baslichas, like we say in Aslichas. Says nothing has changed. We're already 1900 years since Rashi Kodesh. We still say the same Slichas, Aneinu, etc. Bamsof Slichas.
Tell me something.
1 minute. Aba Aneinu Tvilas Tanis. I'm a Philip Rishonis. The regular Aneinu that you say in Shaman Esra, that's not something new by the final seven. That just even the Rishonis. A Philip Yachid, even a regular Yachid who makes his own Tanis Yachid, also akin to the Oyma Shmetzvah, like we said in Gemara yesterday. Good. Lechoyra, doesn't the word Masriyim sound like Trua? Zakrashi 9. Utvila Kari Lohasra. The Bishoifa is Meirian Mi Boyale. First, let them up to Lashim Masriyim. Gemara usually uses the term Meirian from a Lashon Trua. It's the Chayra Semin, we don't mean Shoifris, we mean the additional tefillah of Aneinu that we say B'Koyl Ram V'Tzaka. As we learned Rashi's second chat. Yes, somebody wanted to ask something.
Yeah.
Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
I came across, I think it wasn't that you shouldn't daven B'Koyl Ram.
You should not daven B'Koyl Ram. Okay. Should not daven b'korban. Right, because that disturbs other people.
Unless Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur,
that's talking about the silent Shemoneh Esrei. That should be said silently. But about the body, Amen, by the litvak is, Amen, Yehoshmei Meshrei, to get
balded again. It doesn't make it simple. It says you should not daven
b'korban. It
didn't say Rosh Hashanah.
It said Rosh Hashanah.
Shemoneh has to be blachah. You know that, but I'm talking
about rest the daven in Kimeshrei. Especially a Tanis of Meshrei. Okay, anyway, let's continue on. I have a clear cut machloikis in our mishnah. Vos make masriyin doesn't mean we blow shofar. It doesn't mean that we add this avinu mal this avinu anenu okay yitzuk anenu etc. So tiyor kasal kadai tachman diyom banenu lo yom b'shefaris uman diyom b'shefaris lo yom banenu. We assume that these are mutually exclusive. That each one holds his shitta. It's either shofaris or anenu, but not both. Reitimor batanya. Yes, back anymore. No, chumul rebdubre. I see you missed it. Kasol kedaitach. Mandi am banenu li am b'shayfres. Mandi am b'shayfres li am banenu. Each one holds only his shita, not like the other one. Batanya, but I have a brisa. Ein poichsin mishev batanya is ala tzibur shebehen yud ches hasrois. What the brisa tells us is that third group is seven, like we've said until now, and during those 7 days of Tanis, we go and blow 18 koilois each time. What are the 18 koilois? Like we said before, that you add 6 brachas to Shemoneh Esrei, and terat for each bracha, 3 times 6 is 18. Aha. Gradu Mechem, we're going to learn tomorrow in the Mishnah that Goyal Yisrael, they also used to be Marach, and they used to blow Shofar, and therefore the Gevura Sari asked, L'chor should say in the Gemara, 21 instead of 18. Okay, Ayin Mepharshim, but Lamaisa, 18. So the Simon Ledov, and the Braisa says, so that you shouldn't forget, the Simon is Yerichoy. What's the Simon Yerichoy? Because Yerichoy, Shofar Sava. Anybody that remembers from Yeshua? Good. We're not focusing on shofaris and chatzotzes. Now we're focusing on shofaris or anenu. Whether it's shofaris or anenu. So we see from this braisa that it's shofaris and not anenu. How? Because I bring a raya from Yerichoy. What happened in Yerichoy? They went around the... They blew the shofar.
Every time they made a hakof.
Otazai. The art screw wanted to say the chayra on his own usually brings for somebody. This time he didn't bring anybody. That the word Yerichoy... Two, if you look, you take out the ches from the middle of Yerichoy, it becomes Yud Ches Yerio, that they blew 18 koilas. Yerichoy is Yerio Yud Ches. Okay, other Yodanish. Nishkraft, if you don't believe in that, the Bevet Nishke Ganse Koifer. But the point is, this is a simen Yerio Yud Ches. And Yerichoy is Ben Shoifer Sabbath. Ut Yufkal Mandi Yomaban, I know. Since the Bryce is telling us what did they do on the 7th Tanais, and they did 18 Asrois. And remember, the Gemara says Kosol Kedaitach, that these are mutually exclusive. It's either Anenu or Shoifers, but not both. See, if the Bryce says that they did Shoifers, that means that the word Masrin means Shoifers. And it doesn't mean Anenu. So Gemara, from this Bryce, so you have a clear cut Raya, there's no question about it. Ela B'Shoifers to Kuliyamaloi, please. Pshat in our Mishnah, says Rashi, our Mishnah means Hasra, means Taka Shofar. It does not mean Anenu. So what is the Machloikis, where the Masri means Anenu? Kifligib Anenu, somewhere else. Where that somewhere else is, we'll see in another line or two. Mar Sava, Karel Hasra. The second Mandiyama, meaning Rab, says that the word Masriin can also mean Anenu. Avadi is Maskin, means Shofar. That we see from this Braisa, that the word Masriin means Shofar. That's crystal clear. But Rav holds that the word Asra can also be called Anenu. Umar Sava, they call Asra. Nein, Anenu Heisishka. Asra Meintach, long the Shofar.
He says you do both?
No, One second. The one that holds anenu, he holds kolshi meshoifres, that the word masriin can certainly mean. The Gemara is not clearing now about what they did. The Gemara is clearing now on the definition of the word. According to Mandiyama, that holds that masriin means anenu, Koshkin, he certainly agrees that it also means shoifres, because I see from our Mishnah the word masriin means shoifres. Or Mandiyama b'shoifres, according to the second Mandiyama, no, the masriin only means shoifres. Ah, banenu loy, it does not mean anenu. So now you're wondering, where else does this machloikis have applicability? We're saying that in our Mishnah, kuli alma moidim masriyin means shoifres. Somewhere else there's a machloikis. Where's that somewhere else? Vatanya, chadacha braisa. What's saying the braisa? Vishar kol mini puronias hamisragshais. In other words, until now, our Masecht has been focusing mainly on the problem of atziras gishomim. Rachmon litzlon is a drought and it's not raining. 3, 3, and 7. What about other types of nebuch punishments that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving on the world? Kigoin, such as chichoch. Chichoch. Chichoch means to scratch. Rashi brings a Rai from Bavakama where it says legabe a shor, a behaima is nischachich bekoisel lahana osa, one of the different types of hezik. Whether it happens to be shein, regel. I'm not sure it's regel.
Regel is shein, no,
because hanor lehezek.
I'm going to use your name, that's why.
No, it's a shein epshat. It's a shein epshat. That by shein, it's hanor lehezek, and this is hanor because the animal has some sort of itch on the back and it does a scratch. Now, what's haistis? Our piranhas to the eight, and everybody's scratching. So Rashi over here doesn't say, but Rashi elsewhere in Masechtas Bava Kamma, in fact, if you look in the Moisef Rashi, those of you have it on the right hand side, in other words, the people unfortunately have gotten shchin boils on their bodies, and that's very, very itchy, and everybody's scratching them, and probably when they scratch open the boils, there'll be infections, the pus will come in and come out, get such a push down. Anyway, this is, speak to the grosser doctorium, they'll tell you that's a grosser problem. It's a big problem. That's problem number one. Or chagav. Chagav means locusts, grasshoppers, which are destroying the crops. Or zvuv. You have a bunch of flies. It doesn't have to be inzer flies. It could be dangerous types of flies that carry all types of sicknesses. Vitzira is a wasp that unfortunately stings. The yitushin. We normally say yitushin means mosquitoes. Rashi says yitushin nichnosin be'enov ubechoytmai. These are very unpleasant. They enter a person's eyes and they go into the person's nose. I don't know about our mosquitoes going into the eyes and the nose. So presumably this yitushin is a different form of a gnat or whatever.
That's
the one that Jesus of Russia had inside his...
There it went inside the ear.
Like a worm.
Yeah, but I don't think you want to use the term yitush over there. Anyway, nishkarafki minute. But point is that all of these are bad things.
Unpleasant.
Very unpleasant. The mosquitoes today, some of them have that Egyptian Nile stuff on it, right? It was
okay, Dr. Very dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous, as a Nile geshaft. Anyway, v'shiluach nechashev akrabim. Lyme disease. V'shiluach nechashev akrabim, if chas v'sholem, they happen to be unleashed again by the Rebbeinu Shalom, all types of snakes and scorpions. This is terrible, terrible stuff. Vos shteto on the bright. So what did they do? Loi hoyu masriyin. They didn't do hasra'a. But rather they cried out. Now, by the fact that this braisa says they didn't do hasra, but they did tzaka, that sounds like the anenu that we were talking about. That they should go and say anenu metilim and shrayin and aboy nishalim and bait no less. So what does masriyin must mean? Masriyin l'chayin must mean shoifrois. So loy hoy masriyin, they did not blow the shoifer, but rather tzakin matkizot tilim and matkizot anenu, etc. So you made a tzaka, bepeh, since the tzaka must be talking about bepeh, that's how you scream with your peh. Hasra maitav b'shoifris. So again, it's a shver on a rab. That said that the word masriyin means anenu. I have l'chayin another rai, not only by uns in the Mishnah, but even by all these other tzaris and misrag shois, that the word asra means shoifrois. So t'mot tanoi, because I have another Tana that holds taka that hasra'a means not blowing shofar, but meaning davening and zung anein. Who's the other man? The Sani Chanocha Braisa. Al Eilu Masriyin B'Shabbos. On the following, we're going to make hasra'a B'Shabbos. So what's the raya going to be? The Gemara is going to say in a moment, are you allowed to go and blow shofar on Shabbos? Avada nisht? Because shofar is a musical instrument, and you're not allowed to blow any kli zemer on Shabbos of Zayin Mishum Yitakin Mana. So therefore you're certainly not allowed, this Mesriyan, Kondoch Nishrene cannot be talking about a shofar, it must be talking about Tel. I'm already telling you what the Rai is now, it'll be easier for you later. Anyway, which state in the Brais, Al Eilu Masriyin B'Shabbos, the following are Masriya, Al Ir Shekifur Gaius, if unfortunately a city has been besieged by enemy troops, Arum and Arum, it's besieged the whole city, Oy Nohar, or there is flooding that is happening, as a tsunami, chas v'shalom. V'atzina b'teref is bayam, or if you have a ship that Nebuch is teetering in the sea, about to go under. In all these cases, you're allowed to do hasra'ah b'shabbos. No. Don't do hasra. La'azara avalei letzaka. You're allowed to call out for help, but don't call out with saying anenu to the Rabbeinu Shlom. So Rashi explains what means la'azara. If you see three lines from the bottom of the Amud, all the way in the bottom, la'azara tzi'akel bnei odom shivoyu la'azara. If somebody happens to be on this ship, which is about a teeter, you're allowed to go call out, help, help, SOS, and go and get people to come and help out the ship. People shouldn't go in.
Why not? You can't do it.
What's loy letzaka? Look at the last Rashi in the bottom. Two lines at the bottom. Loy letzaka. Tfila she'ain on a betuchin kol kach she'toyel tfilosenu litzoyk alein b'shabbes. On Shabbos, as you know, you're supposed to say divrei shevach. You're not supposed to say divrei bakosha. That's why we have our short Shemen Esra, and we don't have the long Shemen Esra that we say during the week. And therefore, the only time you're allowed to go and do bakosha Shabbos, adsa mamish asakonas nefosh is mamish. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for sakonas nefosh
is
mamish.
Gaius is around the city.
Can I ask you a question?
No, I'd like to finish the Gemara first, and then you ask three questions, Rabbi Kohen. So the point is, the Braisa tells us the second man, the Yoma, says Lazara, you're allowed to call out for Hatzula. Help out, Mendi Kim Shnel, that's all help out. Avalil it's Aka, but not to go and say the Tfilis Hanem. So Zukti Mariet, so let's see the riot. B'mai. When it says in this price, it started off, Aleilu Masriyin Bishabos, B'mai. Elaim Bishoifrois, Shabbos Bishabos Bishari. Nobody holds you allowed to go and blow Shoifer on Shabbos. Ela Baneinu. Muzach Zain, when it starts off, Aleilu Masriyin, it means that the Tanakhama says, you're allowed to say Aneinu, and you're allowed to say Tzaka, and you're allowed to say Gant Tilim, and you can make rallies, and you can go make a Netzeres Tfilah of Tozen Dimension on Shabbos. Yes, you're allowed to do it. And so Bioy says, no, Lazar of Lagnitzaka. Vikar Lazar, but Lamais, I see that the word Asra means not Shoifrois, it means Tzaka Yismita Neinu, Shmamino, Zitaka Machloikis Tanoim. So bottom line is, if somebody stops you in the street and asks you what means Asra, first thing you tell him is, you're spelling it with an Aleph or with an Ayin. Because with an Asra, with an Aleph, is a totally different connotation, you're giving a warning. Now we're talking about with an ayin. With an ayin. In our Mishnah Hasra, with an ayin means Shoifrois. And they used to blow 18 extra tkiyas and koilis on the 7 final tenesim. In other places and other connections, the word Hasra can mean Shoifrois. It can mean Anenu. It depends which man the Omar, the machloikis between Rav and Rav Yehuda that we had at the beginning of the Gemara, is the same machloikis tanoim between these places. Shmami know that there's a machloikis tanoim as to the definition of the word hasra outside of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a vada tekiyas, we're talking about koilois, but in other connections, the machloikis whether masriyan means mit ashoifar or whether it means mit tfilis. Rabbi Cohen, yes, you wanted to ask something.
It says over there it's awkward because asking to, you know, for something personal, whatever, the theme, you know, it's a question of saving a life.
Yeah.
How come we say B'rich Shemei and some people don't say it because you have certain enclosures in B'rich Shemei that you ask for personal things? Mm-hmm. Some people didn't say he wrote saying from Rokhna Chaydesh because he asked for Parnas and other personal things too.
Uh-huh.
So the question is, where do you draw the line on Shabbos that they say you're not supposed to ask for anything personal?
Uh-huh.
So Tzoka, I can understand. It's a high degree.
Right.
But the idea to even ask for certain things for yourself, how do we get the basis for doing it?
Nechalami, any bakasha that you ask is a problematic Shaila.
So they say
whatever you see cool does, you have nothing to worry about. Even the Shaita said the
B'rich Shemei
is
in. But it has to do with the minigah called. The Yishami says that what's the minigah called, this makes a difference.
Yeah.
Like in Racham Hashem Elokeinu, in the invention. There's
plenty of
a lot of
sayings. The Siddur. The Siddur says, okay, let's go back. Yes, Mandy.
Ruach Nefesh.
Ruach Nefesh,
you
have to
blow
shayfar
also on Shabbos.
If the calling of the shayfar would be able to call Hatzulah people who otherwise wouldn't be able to call, that's a different story. We're talking about al tefillah. In other words, the reason why we're doing the shofar is to go and be mar berachmim and tachnunim, and people should ask the broken heart.
It's tefillah itself is shofar.
Yes.
Shemaya coil through a samay.
Yes.
Nefesh, doicha, nyanim, or physical, mundane atzalah.
Right.
You're not doicha for his atzalah.
But Gemara says he can't go and blow shofar on Shabbos. If they're going to digress the tragedy, he can't go and blow shofar.
Because Rabbi went out to Chum Shabbos, go to Rabbi with tefillah. They were Shabbos, go get a kittel to the Rabbi.
Right.
So we see there people were...
I bring another
yes, no,
you're allowed to wear a kameya on Shabbos.
Right.
You're the same thing.
Yeah.
It's also kind of a tefillah. What then is it?
Okay, but here now,
you're
joint. Okay, let me get back.
You're allowed to carry your kameya. You're allowed to wear.
Rabbi Isai, we just introduced in our Gemara that there's an inyan of Tanesim not only for Geshamim, Atzius Geshamim, but also for other tzaris. The Gemara tells us Bishnei Reb Yehuda Nasiya. This is not the famous Reb Yehuda Nasi, the Baal HaMishnah. This is an Einikel. Okay. Have Tzara. There was a Tzar, which means there was Tzara in the community. The Gemara doesn't tell us what it was, but it wasn't Al Tzshamim. Gozar Tlas Esrei Tanias. Again, they made the 13 Tanias of our Mishnah. 3 plus 3 plus 7. Vloyani, but unfortunately, the Rabbeinu Shalom did not listen, and the Tzara continued. Sover the Migzitzvei. So now Reb Yehuda Nasiya said, you know what? Let's continue on. If it didn't help with 13, we'll make 17. 17 Kiminyan Toif. If 17 is not enough, we'll make 18 Kiminyan Chai. Let's continue on. Omri Reb Ami. Reb Ami answered him, Hari Omru, Ein Matrichenes Atzibur Yosem Midai. We have a rule that you cannot overdo it. 13 is 13, not more than 13. Dosh is showing Ginuk. Azayit Kizok to Reb Ami. Omrim Abba Bered Reb Chia Bar Abba Rabbi Ami Diavad Ligarmei Hu Diavad. What Rabbi Ami did was Ligarmei. Now there are three different pshatim which is Ligarmei means. Rashi says on the third line Ligarmei Li Atzmoi Dorash Shloi Omar Elefisha Hu Loi Hoye Roitz Lasanis. He didn't want to fast anymore, and he said Rabbi says Shishanuk, he made 13, let's not overdo it. And therefore what the Reb Abba is saying is that Reb Ami meant it, I don't want to use a pejorative term, but he meant it for selfish reasons. At the line Nishkavol fast, and he said that. Okay, so that's the Lashon HaRashi. However, Rabbeinu Chananel adds one word, and with this one word of Rabbeinu Chananel, it enters the Ganze Rashi, and it says, yeah, we're on Daf Yudala number base, 14b. It's probably 14b1 in your Gemara. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so there's a Rabbeinu Chananel says on the side, now we have to find the Rabbeinu Chananel. Eric, it's up to this. Hushani Rabbami Tanoi. No, not that one. No, okay. Here, my Rabbeinu Chananel is on the fourth line. Fourth line from the top. He wasn't able to fast. In other words, Yishmin Ashvacha Yid, and he said, probably it's not only me, probably a lot of other people too. Yeah, I'm a Kaddish faster as I feel, you know. How many times can you put upon people to fast again and again and again? Ich kann schon nicht. So wasn't that something selfish? He's saying, I can't, I'm not physically able to do it. So that was the Garmi Yodiyah, but he's talking about himself that he can't. However, there's another Rashi. The Rashi is not here. The Rashi is another Masechta. Is it brought here on the side? Yosei Nisrishdu of the side. In Brachas and Daf Memches, where Rashi says over there, the Garmi Yodiyah means that this is a Das Yochid. When Reb Ami said it, he said it on his own and not the name of his Rebbe. Who was the Rebbe of Reb Ami? The Rebbe of Reb Ami was Reb Yochanan. So Reb Ami is saying on his own, Legami de'avad, for Jich Alein, he himself is saying this inyan of the 13. But continues, what did the Rebbe say? Not like the Talmud Reb Ami, but the Rebbe said, when it comes to the inyan of Gisham and the Chacham, we're tackling Masakin 13. When it comes to any other tzara, I fill 100 tanais and just keep on going until the Rabbeinu Shem is Merachim min Hashemai. So therefore, that legarmei means that was das atzmoi, that wasn't das raboisa. Oh, that's a lovely pshat. This is Rashi Masechta Brach. Okay. Tanya Mihachi, I'll bring a Rai Taka from a Braisa. Kisha Omru Sholosh, Uksha Omru Sheva, Le Omru Elig Shomim, Abishai Muni Peronius, Mesan, Vaholchanat Shianu, like the Gemara just said now, Bishayim, Reb Yechra. Frank, you more, maybe you have to use the Rabami. Lechoyer, this price is so crystal clear. Rabami is Lechoyer Ogifrecht. Was Dr. Rabami only 13 Bishar Mine Peronius? Am Lechravami Tanoi is a Machloikis Tanoi. The Sani will learn the Braisa. and goyzen yoiser mishloish esitani salat zibor the fisher ein matrichen as a zibor yoiser midai divrei Rabbi. Oh, so Rav Ami Lechayr is saying just like Rabbi. Yeah, but not finished yet. Shem Gamliel loymer loymer Hashem huzeh el neshiyotz zmana shel revia. You know why you don't fast more than 13? By the time you finish with the 13, it's already no longer appropriate to go and fast. The whole purpose of these 13 tanaisim is because the Rebbeinu Shalom hasn't given the revia rishoina. That's the yoira of the yoira umalkosh. Because the yoira, remember, is supposed to be in Marcheshvin. If it's delayed, it's in Tekislev. But the malkosh only comes in Nisan. So the Gemara is saying is, if you already passed 13 tanaisim, then it means you're probably into Teves or into Shvat. That's already not a good time for it to rain. In fact, the Gemara said before, Tav Lishona, the Teves are Malta. It's rather you should have a month of Teves where it's Almana. Almana means without rain. Why is it without rain? So the Gemara delayed by the Tabitzi. Rashi had a Pshat, the Talmidim should be able to travel back and forth to the Yeshivas. Anyway, but the point is, that's why by the normal 13 legabi atzidus kisham, and they said 13 and no more, because that's the zman of yoyre. That's the extended zman of yoyre. I'm sorry.
Once he missed the rain, then the tzoris that happened because there wasn't rain, it requires a different type of
tefillah. Oh, it does. I said, that's exactly like Reb Zubeda is saying. So since Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying that the reason why we don't may do more than 13 is specifically because of rain, because after 13, it's already over zmani batal kabbonai type of thing, but that only applies to rain. But any other type of problem, like chikuk and chogov and gaius and akravim, things like we had in the Omer Aleph, you should keep on going, doing 14 and 15 and 16 and 17. As I come to us, Reb Shimon Gamliel. But according to Rabbi says no. 13 is shingenuk. 13 is enough. You don't do more than 13. Is a bazoi. This shaila that we had in the machloikis, Reb Ami and his Rebbe, Reb Yoichanan, is lechoyer the very same machloikis as this brisa, where according to Rabbi, 13 under all circumstances, regardless of what the reason is. While according to Shimon Gamliel, no. Only if it's out yoyre, out the rain. But anything else, continue going beyond 13. Okay, now we get off just for a short moment from the inyan of fasting, and we go back to that old sugya that we had at the beginning of our mesachta. When should we say the sign tal imutol levrucha? So now, when do we say the sign tal imutol levrucha? It depends who we is. Do we live in Eretz Yisrael? Then we do Zayin Mar Cheshvin. Or do we live in Chitz Loretz? And then we start the 60th day of the Tkufa, which is 4th, 5th, 6th of December. Ah, okay, says the Gemara. Yet, Sholchan b'nei Ninveh l'Rebbe, b'nei Ninveh asked Rebbe, Kigoin anan unz, dafilu b'tkufas Tamas being in Mitra, we can use Mutter even in Tamas, meaning even during the summer. We're going to start him here to Shem Rish Chodesh Tamas.
Which country?
It doesn't say. Just the Bnei Ninveh. Said the Bnei Ninveh.
It's in Iraq somewhere.
Why is
it's not by the Tigris. Maybe it needs rain because it's not by the river.
It needed rain. Whatever it needed rain at Philip Kufa Tamas, even during the summer.
Tamas is the time when they drive the tool.
But the Ninveh people, this is a kasha for Masa.
Okay.
We need rain. Hey Chinavid, what should we do? Now the Shalav Gemara is, we certainly to go me mispal for rain, you say the same talamut levrucha. The Shalav is, where should you say the same talamut levrucha? Should you say it like we normally say it in Baruch Aleinu, or do you say it in Shemeya Tfila like a Yochid? Heichinavit, ki Yochidim Deminan, and therefore say it in Shemeya Tfila. Oy Kiram Deminan, and therefore we should say it in Baruch HaLeinu. Explain Zigmar. Heichinavit Deminan, in Shemeya Tfila. In other words, anytime you have a private Tfila, you insert it even today. Anybody that has a private Tfila, Nebuch about Parnusa, about Shidduch, about Ein is Krank, to whatever, Cholila
Vachas. You have a little garden, you need rain.
You put in Shemeya Tfila. Oy Kiram Deminan, Ubichas Hashanim, just like the rest of Klal Yisrael says the same Talmud of Racham Birchas Shanim Baruch Aleinu throughout the winter month. Bnei Ninveh, their summer is also like a winter month. They need the rain then too. Maybe they should say in Baruch Aleinu. Azim Yefrei Drabi Shalach Elhu. So he responded, Yechidim Demisu Shemei Tefillah. You shouldn't say it in Baruch Aleinu. You should say it in Shemei Tefillah. That was the psak. Frei Tumar Meisve. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Masai, when do we say? Now, this Ein Masai gets us back to us. Us meaning the Gavi, the Hilchos Tanesim. Ein Masai, when do we say in a Mishnah we have the 13 Tanesim, but the 3 plus the 3 plus the 7? Bizman Jesharim Kitikon of Yisrael, Shruyin Al Masam, when things were normal. What means Shonim Kitikonon? So Rashi, see Rashi about 5 lines, a little bit lower down in our Gemara. Just go down about 3, 4, 5 lines. Ein Masai, who say the Tanesim, Bizman Jesharim Kitikonon, Shay Kotzir Ben Nisan, that people harvested the Tvua in Nisan time, April, May time. Uzriva Machajvin, and the planting season was Machajvin time. The Ein Seder Shana Mishtana, and everything is normal and everything is right. Oh, in those times, that's when you started saying the same Talim Matil of Racha, and that's when you did the Tanesim beginning at the end of Machajvin into Kislev, into Teves. But nowadays, it depends. In other words, it depends which area do you live in, where, when do they plant, and when do they harvest, when do they need rain, exactly. So, is the Chodesh Shvina Rebbe. Rebbe says that since the Takana V'Sein Tal, the Motel of Racha was only in the winter's man, even though you live in Ninveh and you need water in the summer's man, say it in Shema Tzvila, don't say it in Baruch Aleinu. Why do you say that? This Rabbi Yehuda of this Braisa says Befeirish that it all depends on the Mokum, the Zman, and how things are going. And just like by the Tanesim, you don't automatically do 3, 3, and 7 starting from Achejvin Kislev if you live in a Medina where the planting season is Lamashul in the summer. That you would plant in July and August, then presumably then you'd start your 3, 3, and 7 in the summer Zman, not in Kislev Zman. So, Bazoi, Lichoyra, we see a clear Raya, not like Rebbe. Amalei answered him, Masisar Misa Lei the Rebbe defects the Kashav of Mabrais and Rebbe. Rebbe Tanu Balik is a Machloikis. Rebbe holds that the whole Takana of the Saint Talamotel of Racha is based on Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the whole world follows Eretz Yisrael. You have a special Ninveh where you have your special problems. That's a Shemei Tzvila Tzvila. That's not a Baruch Aleinu Tzvila, because that's not the Takana of Chazal. The Takana of Chazal is winter months, the Saint Talamotel from Cheshvin until Nisan, but not during the summer. You have your own private tefillah, even though the private tefillah is for 100,000 people that live in Ninveh. Nevertheless, you have to go and say it in Shemei Tefillah. Azehad Rebbe, and of course Rebbe Yehuda of this price is no. Hakol lefi hazman, hakol lefi hamakom. He apparently would hold that in places where Ninveh, where the planting season is during the summer, and Echadami, say your Saint Talamat Lebracha during the summer and not during the winter. Frank Demar, we have a machloikis, how do we paskin? Rav Nachman Amar b'Birchas Hashanim, the Taka the Bnei Ninveh should say b'Birchas Hashanim. Rav Sheish Zom b'Shemei Tfilah, Hilchas b'Shemei Tfilah, and Allah b'Shemei Tfilah. Exactly.
So South America, that's what they do?
That's
the winters.
So it would appear. So it would appear.
Ask Mr.
Freeland
if that comes from
South America. Yeah. Rashi Grada talks about Choyla, that you can insert it in... whether in the bracha of Reif Echolim or in Shemei Tefillah. If you look at Rashi Ube Shemei Tefillah, look at the last 5 lines, he brings the Gemara in Avoy Dezurim, brachas, Mahoy Le Echolim, Teich Beisai, Maskel, you see in the middle of the Omid, Maskel Ube Birchas Echolim, Min Al Hilchas Ube Shemei Tefillah, Kach Shemati, anyway, you have to look up those Gemuras in brachas and Avoy Dezurim.
What they mean with Birchas Hashanah is this Nusach for Gans Kwanis. Saint Tal,
Yavada, Vada.
You could always add, you're private and any bracha you could add.
Yeah, okay, that's not so simple. Rashi brings it. That's
the Rashi. You can't add. I should be mitzvah when I'm learning. I mean, mefiyetzach I should say. But
if you look at the Rashi of Shemei Tefillah, the last 5 lines, he brings uba brachos. The middle of the Amud. In the middle of the Amud. Uba brachos, you see this in parentheses, daf lamed aleph. Brachos, daf lamed aleph. Im hoyle choyle b'teich beisai, maske olu b'chas ha-choylem, like we do, v'psoif mukminim, but the end of the Gemara says, v'ilchaz b'shemeh tfila, kach shemati. In other words, it's not so simple. Okay, anyway, aluch ha-mas v'feik tachush ha-beruv, and we're going back to in the Gemara.
Now it says... Some really said that the tachna, you should say...
He daf to mislim v'sa, they daf nish. You're trying?
No,
a little bit more. Okay.
Moisi.
Okay. Zugmoy is right. In the Mishnah, it says that since they fasted on Mondays and Thursdays, all the Tanaisim were always Bahab, Mondays and Thursdays, the Sheni Motin Imcha Sheikha Bahamishi Kalayim Nikov the Shabbos. This is talking about the grocery stores where they sold food. It says on Monday, you should close the store the entire day until shortly before nightfall, and then open the doors only partially. Don't open it all the way. Why do you have to close the doors and keep the stores closed the entire day? Zokt Rashi, because people will pass by the grocery and they'll look through the door and they'll see all those wonderful fruits and vegetables and food. If for the best thing is, close all the shutters, close all the doors, except half an hour before mincha, before the time when people have to buy to prepare for matzah, you know, matzah tanis, then you can open up. But also then matzah. Matzah means you only open it partially. You don't open the door fully, you only open it partially. And that's on Mondays. On Thursdays, you can open it up from the ganze tog kol hayom when they cover the Shabbos. When they cover the Shabbos, because people have to buy not only for the matzah tanis to be able to break the fast, they have to already go and prepare food, they have to cook the fish, they have to cook the children to cover the Shabbos. Can't wait until the last moment on Friday morning. So therefore, Thursday, it's allowed to be open kol hayom. The question, however, is, when it says ubechamishi kol hayom, does that mean matin kol hayom? Or does it mean apsicha she'orim kol hayom? In other words, Monday it's clear that the whole day it's closed, and shortly before night, you open it up, but not fully, partially, like 50%. But then it says b'chamishi kol hayom. What means kol hayom? Kol hayom, you open it up like regular, normal, regular business hours. Or maybe it means no, that even though you're opening it kol hayom, but it's only matin kol hayom. You only open it up with a crack, partially the entire day. And those the Gemara Shai. Iboilu, heichitani, pebeiz matinim chasheicho, ubehei kol hayom nikavre Shabbos. And means that the word matin, therefore, is modifying both the Monday and the Thursday. Oidilma besheni matin, ubechamishi poischen kol hayom kulai. But on Thursday, maybe it's open totally the ganze door from end to end, not just matin. And those Shai. Toshima, the sign is in the Braisa, very clearly. B'sheini matin ado erev u'b'chamishi poyischen kol hayom kulam nikavre Shabbos. Oh, so you have clear cut, like one of the two tzedodim, like the second tzad, that in fact on Thursday it's not matin, but poyischen. Now the Braisa continues on. Hoyle shtei psachim. What happened if the store was a big store, as a supermarket, and it had two doors?
Even on Thursday.
Yeah. So you open up one and you close the other one. What happens if in front of the door there happens to be in the Rishus Rabim and itztibah? Itztibah means like a platform, like a park bench that people sit down on or whatever. Then even on Mondays you can open it up totally and you don't have to worry. Explains Rashi. The whole reason why we're mutton, we don't open it up, and we're not open up the whole day. Only mutton chasheicha. We don't want people to have inui when they pass by the store, because they're going to see all the wonderful food there, and they're going to say, "I'm chalishing. I'd love to eat a fresh peach," etc., etc. However, if there is an itztaba, says Rashi, the vision is obstructed anyway. You cannot see easily into the store because you have this obstruction. So then you can leave the door open against the tog because people can't see. Okay. Right. If Nebuch, even the seven Tanesim have passed and it's still not raining, then you might masumaton and binyan ubinatir. Now, what type of binyan natir? Tana. The binyan shall simcha, natir and natir shall simcha. The type of binyan and natir we're talking about is those that are for reasons of simcha. What means reason of simcha? Is there a binyan shall simcha? Is there a binyan base chasas lebnoi? The voice made the base chasas lebnoi. It says Rashi, lasis chuposai. In other words, they used to go to build the chuppah. Now, the chuppahs that we have, you know, are, you could take it apart like a Lego, right? You put them together and then after that you take it apart and you move it away. But in the good old days, the base chassis and the base chuppah usually meant that's where they get married and that's where they stay and they can live there for the next 20 years.
The chusin college. They stay there until the shivim and their mishta.
Shimei mishta, no longer, shorter. Anyway,
to come out to say shem.
Maske yoy isn't very good. The one in sukkah brings it, where they would go and eat in the sukkah and tons in the base chassis and went back and forth. Okay, but anyway, the point is that a beis chas is a mishum simcha, it's a machna chuppa for the chusin kala. Zefai. Ezo netir shal simcha, ze hanetir avarniki shamaluchim. Now, what exactly is an avarniki? Avarniki, it happens to be a very, very wide tree. We had this back in Masechtas Erevin, that it's such a large tree that sometimes it could even be large enough that there would be a shaila whether it's mukif
whether it's kisasayim. If it's a base sasayim, then the Gemara says it depends on whether it's mukaf ladira or not. Meaning that it's such a varnaki is a very, very large tree, large in the sense that it has wide, broad branches that go very, very far, and people would often go underneath there for tzeil, for shade. If it was large enough, people would go for a stroll from one end of the tree to the other. And if the branches come all the way down to the ground, and if the branches are able to stand Baruch Matsuya, they don't go and sway back and forth. The Gemara says that normally you can go and carry underneath them on Shabbos, but if it's already as big as a base of Sayim, then it's a shalom with its mukkuf ladir or not. That was a agant shmiz in Mesechta Seir. That's the definition of Avarnagi, such a wide tree. Now what does this have to do with Avarnagi Shomalachim? So Rashi tells us an interesting minig they used to have. So if you look at the first wide line of the Rashi's all the way on the bottom, all the way to the bottom, Avarnagi Shomalachim, so Rashi. When the king would get a new king, would get a new boy, they would go and plant a new tree in the name of the new James and a new John, a new Willie, whatever it was. And then 20 years later, 50 years later, then they would go and chop down the tree, and they would go and make the royal throne from this birthday tree. Ah, isn't that a beautiful meaning? So that the melech would be able to take a stroll out in his garden, especially during summer days when it's nice and humid, he would go underneath this avarniki tree. He had taken avarnika in his bustanya, in his orchard, in his grove. Anyway, next Rashi Shomalachim, Derech Malachim Noiten Oisel Tzeilu Noiten Kemoiken Tzeili V'Inatir Shel Simcha. Now, although the Gemara is saying Avarniki Shomalachim, the Gemara only means that as an example. We don't mean that Dafka, you're not allowed to go and plant an avarniki on the day that the king's child is born. We just mean to say that this is the type of tree that people have a tremendous simcha with this tree. That even in the royal palaces, their simcha is that they use this to go and make the throne. Or like the second pshat of Rashi, that the kings would go and give a stroll. But it could be a regular person also like to go and stroll under such an avarniki tree. If you could afford it, if you had the room for it, whatever. But the point is, planting an avarniki tree, that already had a shem of a netiyah shel simcha, and that's prohibited after the 7 taneisim are over, if unfortunately the rain did not come. And then the mission continues on. Ubishela Shalom, one should be memayit the Bishela Shalom after the 13, the 3, the 3, and the 7 Tanais. Son of a Chaverim ain't Shela Shalom by name. The Chaverim wouldn't even say Shalom one to the other. What about the Amar Aretz that didn't learn this Mishnah? Shishi Alim. What happens if they're Shalom? If they're going to talk to one another, so Amar Aretz won't know the difference. One Amar Aretz talks to the other Amar Aretz. But what happens if Amar Aretz goes over to the Ruv, to the Chaverim, and he says to him, oh, Shalom Rabbi, what are you supposed to do? You go and answer them in a very restrained and soft manner. You don't go and give them a shalom aleichem, bright aleichem shalom. You say quietly, aleichem shalom. With an ernstkeit, with a seriousness about you, not freilich. Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
In the Belzer newspaper.
Yeah, yeah. Which state?
There's a rabbi who says that when you don't see a person in 3 days.
Yeah.
You see him after 3 days, you have to ask him shalom and give him your hand.
Okay.
So how do you go when you say over here that you don't need shalom?
This talking about after the 13th. After the 13th and 8th. Otherwise, sure, go and do like in Belz and greet everybody with a bright shalom aleichem. Mr. Schneider, a bright shalom aleichem. Shame all the Belz of chassidim. Okay, great to have you. Come more often, Zag isn't. Anyway, continuing on. And now, because unfortunately, Klal Yisrael is bitzara, it hasn't rained now for weeks and weeks and weeks. They misatfin the yoishvin kavelim ukimnudim kimnei odam and zufal lemokim at shirach maleim in hashemayim. The next period of time has to be a period of time where there's such an ernstkeit that people have to sit on the floor like kavelim rachmon litzlan and like menudim and tanatifa. Exactly.
The Ammonites do this.
Right. Exactly. They still do it today. We're not knowing.
I saw it. I was surprised. I didn't know he had a tifa.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Okay, so now we're starting on a new sugya. We're talking about that there are different ways to go and be mespal to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and not all darkei tefillah are right for all individuals. It's not one size fits all. It depends who you happen to be. So Umar Abluza, Einunim Chushim Rishoy Lipal Apneim, a person who's a Adam Choshev should not go. I'm sorry. A person should not be noifel aponav. We normally think of tachnan nefilas apayim. Could mean the Gemara means that he prostrates himself totally on the ground. Doesn't say. Elam kein nenek yishur benun. Unless he will be nenek yishur benun. What means unless he'll be nenek? So Rashi says, im kein nenek, third line from the bottom, shiyoiden hein shenene. That people know about him that he'll be nenek. Rashi talks about yehoidim, but that's not next week's Gemara. Or if you look at the previous Rashi, Rishoy Lipal Alponov, five lines in the bottom. Live Mavazis Atzim in the Af Tzibur. You're not going to be Mavazi yourself to go and prostrate yourself on the ground, for instance. Shem Lo Yana, if he's not going to be heard, Yecharfu, Kashamati. Everybody says, look at the rabbi! The rabbi prostrates himself on the ground. All he was successful in doing was to clean up some of the dust on the ground, because nothing happened, it's still not raining. Elim Ken Yoidim Sazashi. Elim Ken Yoidim Boishu Choshev Kishu. Unless people know these Choshev Kishu, Shem Lekarish Boruchu, Kum Leich, Lom Lecho Atanifal Perecha. Stand up, what are you lying down on the ground? The Gemara is going to bring that Pasuk in a moment. But the point is, the way Rashi over here learns is that you're only allowed to do Azah, Hishtachavoyim, et Azah, Nefilis Apayim, only if Yoidim, if the Tzibur knows that his person is there, Zeh Choshev, and so therefore, presumably, even if it doesn't rain, well, because he's such an Adam Choshev, then Nefilis Apayim works, it'll probably work. And even if Chas HaShalom doesn't work, they won't be Mavazim, because they say, oh, you know, it must be that we're not Roy, because Yeshua Benun, we know from past experience, he doesn't feel as a Payim, it starts pouring, and if it's not pouring now, it must be a problem with us. That's the way Rashi seems
to answer is, if anybody does it, there's no pshat with them, we're talking about an individual doing it, nobody else does it.
Right.
Extraordinary.
Absolutely. But other Mepharshim learn pshat, not like Rashi, that others know, that he knows. In other words, Yeshua ben Nun knows about himself that his tefillahs are typically neskabel when he does such an afilas apayim. Therefore, he has the right. But nobody else should do something like that because he doesn't have that koyach. He doesn't know that haftocha shinenek by Yeshua ben Nun. So therefore, he shouldn't engage in that.
About it is, even Moshe Rabbeinu was an answer when he said this.
Okay, about them say. Some of those. Einu nechush rishali pal apanum kenenek Yeshua ben Nun shenema. V'yem Hashem al Yeshua. Kom lech lomat at loyfal apanecha. Bush zitz tidan. What are you lying down for? It's time to get up. It's actually not kum lech, but it's kum loch. Shtaitov. Lomat at loyfal apanecha. This was a tefillah that Yeshua said dachsmi by the city of Ai or one of the other cities. He was trying to be koivish and his mispal says Rabbi Yishlam genuk davenin. Shnat, let's go because I'm going to answer your tefillah. Doctor Marvai Yomer Bluza. Einu nechushim leshoy lach korsak. A choshev, a person shouldn't go walk around with sackcloth, figuring, oh, with this, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will certainly listen. Okay, nenek yehoyrim ben achav. This is like, again, like Rashi says, unless people know that he will be answered like yehoyrim. Where is the yehoyrim? Shenema, v'yikishmoy ha-melech estibri, isha v'yikres begodav, v'oivar al-achoyma, v'yara omini, asak, al-psoroi, etc. Yehoyrim, the son of achav, was zira shvach ha-tzadik. He was, unfortunately, Mesoidus Aviv. He continued the Mesoidus Aviv, Sena Biadeno. He was just like his father, Achav. However, nevertheless, the Tanakh tells us that he did have a silver lining. What was the silver lining? Nebuch and Isha came to the Melech with a terrible, terrible complaint. What was her complaint? Rachmanel Islan. She and her neighbor both had young children. And she made up with her neighbor a contract that tonight we're going to go, and the first one said, we're going to go and shecht my child and we'll split it. And tomorrow night we're going to go and split your child and we're going to eat it together. Rachmon l'slam. What is she coming? She's coming to say that I kept my part of the contract and last night we taka cut up my baby and the two of us ate it. And tonight she doesn't want to go and complete the contract and do what she's supposed to do. When the king heard this, he was beside himself. We've come to this point, Nebuch, that we're going in Nebuch, cutting up children, Rachman al-Islam. And what did Yehoyrim do? V'yikishmoy ha-melech, as debri isha v'yikras begodav, he cut his begodim. V'oiv al-achoyim, he went to the top of the wall, said everybody should see, v'yar omni asak, I'm sorry, we're wearing sackcloth. And sure enough, shortly thereafter, Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to his tefillah, and like the Pasuk tells us, and Rashi quotes, V'yisoa soydis b'shekel, v'sasayim soydim b'shekel. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu made anas, and within a split second, you had a soilus was bishakel. In other words, very, very cheap. You went into the store, you're able to go and buy a loaf of bread for a dollar. The same soilus bishakel. So, Baruch Hashem. So, in those types of cases where the oilum knows, or where he knows that he's going to put in the sackcloth, it'll work nisim and afluas, meigman. Otherwise, tamazay, a person shouldn't do that because he'll just become scorned and ridiculed.
This mean he shouldn't do it at all? Who knows for sure they're
going to
get answers?
Yeah, that's the
Teshi. Is he saying he shouldn't do it?
Twice.
It means he shouldn't do it.
Shouldn't do it.
Nobody could know such a thing.
Rather, he should say, Gantz till him. But to go and put in sackcloth, that type of thing, people just mavazim. They'll be on YouTube for the next 1,000 years. Person walking around with sackcloth. You see, Rabbi Smith put on sackcloth, but he's still waiting 10 years later and it still hasn't rained. It hasn't happened. Not everybody can go and tear the garments. I mean, everybody can tear, but
it's
that's
not.
Okay. Okay. Now, why didn't they just do nefila? Because nefila wouldn't have been enough for them. They had to go the extra step of the kriya. So from the previous Gemara, it's mashma, Moshe Haran only did nefila, and Yeshua and Kalev only did kriya. If we just say Yehoshua, not Vihoshua, in other words, without a vav, I would agree. Had just the Yeshua of it, Yeshua Taka did both. They only did Nefila. The Yeshua ben Nun, the Kol ben Yifuna did not only Nefila, they also did Karabidem, they also did Kriya.
So how come the Gorn, I think, did Nefila on Yom Kippur? On the face.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's what we all do. Rabbi Cohen, face it. No, that's what we do. Yeah, when it comes, you're careful, you all go and brush yourself on the face.
You put your hand under your face when you touch the floor.
No, you touch it over your head.
You touch with your head?
You touch with your head, yeah, with your head, with your nose, with your head. Yeah. And after you wipe it off, it shouldn't be there.
You understand, there by Cohen, it was that's why, like a veilus, they ripped it, because wasn't it? I'll be passionate.
Okay, we'll say it. I don't need more. We find that when Klal Yisrael will be restored to its position of greatness, at that time the Melachim are going to stand up and the Sorim are going to be Mishtachvim. So lo yakol bekima, not everybody stands up. Lo yakol b'shachbo, not everybody bows down. Malachim bekima, they'll stand up for Klal Yisrael. The Sarim and the minister b'shachbo, they'll bow down. Malachim bekima, the Chassidim says in the pasuk, Koyemar Hashem goyel Yisrael kedoshe livzoy nefesh. To those that nebuch are today bibizoyim lemisav goy. To those that the goyim detest, the goyim throughout the world detest the yidden. As we know, go to the UN. Every resolution throughout the years out anti-Israel, they detest yidden. No end. The Eben Moishlim. Eben Moishlim, says Rashi, is Avodim Moishlim Behem. Nebuch, the lowest Umas Oilim, the Alde Schwarze Chevra, the greatest Avodim, Avdi Avodim, they're Moishil Bono, they can decide Israel's fate, the greatest Avodim. Eben Moishlim. So it's at Kim and the Tzatamir Tashem, when the Goyal Yisrael Kedoshoi, then Malachim Yeruvakomu, then the kings of the world will finally stand up and pay tribute to Klal Yisrael. The Sarim Mishtachavoya and the Sarim will bow down to us. Tichsiv, the pasuk continues on. Malachim Yeruvakomu, Sarim Vayishtachlu. So these are Bekima and these Mishtachavoy. It would say Malachim Yeruvakomu. This sarim yishtachvu, you're right. Hashach siv sarim vayishtachvu. The vav is out of place. It's sarim vayishtachvu. Hava ha of it. So the sarim are going to do both the kamu and they're going to do the yishtachvu. On Rav Nachman Yitzchak and Oimer, I can say the same thing. Not everybody gets the bracha of oira. Not everybody gets the bracha of simcha. Sadikim get the bracha of oira. Says lechtig. Yisharim is the simcha. Yisharim is a greater madrega than sadikim as they zokrashi. Sadikim oira. The chassid says the pasuk. Or is rula tzadik the tzadikim have oir. The yisharim simcha. The chassid the yishrei leiv simcha. The top toises asks, why don't you have now maskev law that we should go and say the yishrei leiv not only have simcha but says mitavuv. They should have both. They should have oir mit simcha. Anyway, that's the top toises. Ayin sham. Hanuch meinus. Hanuch meinus. Hanuch meinus. Say the tani is keitzad. Amir shem tomorrow.